Chapter 5. In the following days, Lady Amelia's seemingly rapid rise to respectability amazed social London. She was often seen in the company of that notoriously high stickler, Lord Philip Cawtrey, and always chaperoned by Miss Constance Lamberton. Miss Lamberton's late papa had been a trifle rake-helly, chattered the dowagers, but no one could deny that Miss Lamberton herself was a very prim and proper miss. Amelia's cup of happiness was full when, only a week after the musicale, vouchers arrived from the haughty patronesses of Almack's for both herself and Constance. Amelia opened her purse strings wide to buy herself the most expensive and elaborate toilette in London, to Constance's immeasurable relief, since it gave her a brief holiday from her constant dressmaking. With the exception of the butler, the servants at the house in Manchester Square had come to respect the quiet and well-bred Constance, and although Constance sometimes felt her life was not her own, being as she was at Amelia's autocratic beck and call from morning till night, her days began to seem easier than they had ever been since the death of her father. Added to that, she was cheered by the continued absence of the Comte Duval. And if she occasionally wondered why she felt so breathless and shy in the presence of Lord Philip, she put it down to her own naivety. Lord Philip was, after all, one of the most fashionable leaders of the London scene, and almost rivaled Mr. Brummel in social power. Lady Amelia was particularly charming to Constance when Lord Philip was present, and Constance sincerely hoped that Lord Philip would marry Amelia.